Did you have a long day at work? Maybe the kids just wore you out. Or possibly you just need a couple of hours to relax. And one of the easiest and calmest ways to rid yourself of stress, just put your feet up and mindlessly surf through Netflix.
If you like movies that make you laugh, TV dramas, timeless classics, or whatever else, then you'll love Netflix.
Speaking of Netflix, I always find it so frustrating. When I fire up Netflix, I have my glass of wine, I'm all ready just to sit there and get immersed into a movie or a show. So I scroll and I scroll and I scroll. I go from romantic comedies to drama to thriller to documentaries. And I still can't find something that I'd like to watch. Ugh. Well, if that has ever happened to you, stay right where you are, because we're going to talk about how you can turbocharge the way that you can find exactly what you want to watch at that moment on Netflix. And speaking of watching things, if you've ever wanted to watch something in, well, secret, say you didn't want somebody to know, like, you really do like romantic comedies, or you just need to have more information about Princess Diana, well, you can watch all of this in secret. Yes, and nobody will ever know what you've watched. Netflix has totally changed the way that we watch television. It's hard to believe that this company has come so far so quickly.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Listen to Netflix CEO Reed Hastings in 2006, and he's talking with Mad Money's Jim Cramer. Reed is at the helm. Netflix is in the marketplace. He's just trying to catch up. That was back when you'd actually order a movie and wait patiently, or not so patiently, for that red envelope, you remember it, that Netflix envelope to show up in your mailbox with the movie that you wanted.
The prognosis for our friends from Netflix, I think it's a much bigger stock. I think you could take it to the percentage that you did in San Francisco nationwide, which much more, and it would prove that not only is there no saturation, but there's multi-year growth. Anything you want to say, Mr. Cramer?
You know, thank you for the support. In San Francisco, we're about 15% of households are now subscribing. Okay. The rest of the country, it's only 5%, so we got a lot of catch-up to do, and we're making progress.
Well, 3 years after working to so-called catch-up, the Netflix brand grew across the country. We'd turn on our TVs, and the commercials for the company started popping up everywhere.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Before you watch that video, two cats playing patty cake, really? Go over to Netflix.com and sign up. You know Netflix, it's that cool service your friends and family love, only you haven't gotten on board with.
It took some time, but nearly everyone is on board with the streaming service. Netflix launched its website in 1998, and 5 years later, reached 1 million subscribers. Then Netflix did what seemed like the impossible, taking down a giant that had over 9,000 stores worldwide. Wow, what a difference. Gosh, what a difference your downtime is today compared to 15 years ago. Can you imagine the look on your kids' faces if you told them that, oh my gosh, we had to drive down to the video store. We had to park. We had to walk up and down the aisles looking at these movie boxes to pick one out. And then we'd bring it home, we'd watch the movie, only to have to return it 2 or 3 days later. And if we didn't, we had these huge fees. Oh, and don't forget, be kind and rewind. Netflix has given us a lot more downtime. And in this podcast, you're going to love it. I have some insider secrets that will help you get the most out of using Netflix. Because I'm Kim Commando, America's digital pro. And I have 7 handy things that you need to know about Netflix. Whether you use it every day or you use it once a month, you're going to learn a thing or 3. I bet you'll learn 7. So stay right where you are. All right, let's start at the tippy top. The first and arguably the best thing to know about Netflix is that you can download movies and television shows so that you can watch these movies and TV shows when you're not connected to the internet. So if you have an upcoming flight or you're planning a road trip with the kids, bring the entertainment with you, and then you can avoid all the backseat complaining.
Dad, I haven't seen a car for an hour.
Oh, shut up, Audrey. You don't think Dad knows where he's going.
Thank you, Russ.
You're lost.
Rather than having the family agitated and annoyed, Everyone's quiet. You can download certain shows and films, by the way. You can store them on your tablet, your laptop, your phone, whatever. And traveling just became a heck of a lot easier for everyone.
Sure is quiet out there.
Too quiet.
With the Netflix app, you just need to hit download, and your device will store the film, whatever you're downloading, for later viewing. For your tablet or laptop, you're going to want to know your internet connection speed. Netflix has their own website for you to get this. It's really simple to remember. It's fast.com. So if you want to know what your internet connection speed is as compared to what you're paying, again, the address is fast.com. Handy tip number two, most likely everyone in your family has his or her favorite show or movie genre. Netflix allows everyone in your family to have their very own custom profile. This makes the Netflix experience better for everyone. So this way, when you sign in, you see what you want to see. The kids get their own profile for cartoons.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Your spouse can sit and binge watch Breaking Bad or The Office.
Now, say my name. Heisenberg.
Your parents can enjoy those classic movies. Or maybe you can treat yourself to a romantic comedy.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Just because you all share the same household doesn't mean you need to share the same shows.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
Handy tip number three is a real secret. Did you know that Netflix has strange subcategories? That's right, they do. These are categories that you won't be able to find just by browsing through the main menu. Some of the genres include, say, animal tales and spy action.
Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Others are titled slapstick comedies or tearjerkers.
I love you. You complete me.
As for handy tip number four, Netflix wants to know if you're a gambler.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up.
This is actually a lot of fun. You can pick out a movie or a show at random through something that's called the Netflix roulette.
You got me feeling lucky. I'm putting everything on black.
The press been coming up all night.
You want me to pay you now? Is that what you want me to do?
No.
Why not?
Maybe I enjoy watching the show.
Yes, why spend a half hour arguing over whether to watch a sitcom, a documentary, or a movie? Let the Netflix spin for you. Okay, you've been making decisions all day. There are thousands of choices to pick from. So take the remote out of your hand and just let Netflix decide your fate. Heck, you might just find something new.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
It's a really simple process, and we've got the step-by-step directions over at commando.com. Just search for Netflix Roulette. Stay right there. I've got more tips coming up, including how to get Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb ratings right there in your browser. Okay, are you ready? Here comes handy Netflix number five. This is for anyone who wants to keep a secret. This is for those guilty pleasure shows or movies that you want to watch, and you do watch them, but no one else is around. Whether it's your phone, your tablet, or your Netflix account, you can always delete your browsing history and the history of whatever you've watched. So, if you and your spouse, your significant other, are binge-watching a certain show, and let's say you just skip ahead, but you want to pretend you didn't, you're going to love this. You can find the option under your account.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure. What up?
I've just been noticing that every time I leave to go out, the next time I open the computer, the browser history's been cleared.
That's weird.
Number six is something called Netflix Extensions. This is for those of us who want more bells and whistles.
Woo-hoo!
The Netflix Enhancer gives you more information when choosing what to watch. The extension integrates right into your browser, and it adds things like Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb ratings to the show preview box right there on Netflix. So this way, if you're wondering what other people say about a movie, you've got the information right there on the screen. No muss, no fuss. The enhancer also gives you the abilities to hide suggestions. Say, maybe you're like my husband and you really hate documentaries. Well, you like documentaries, but you don't want to watch them every night like I do. So check out the extensions. You're going to love them. Okay, finally, number 7, maximize the video quality. This way you can improve the resolution. You can see everything a lot more clearly.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
As long as you have a strong Wi-Fi connection, the process is really simple. Just access your account and visit those playback settings. In there, you're going to find an option to boost your picture quality to high. Do it as soon as you're done listening to this podcast, or the next time that you use Netflix. And you may find you thought you needed glasses, when really, it was just Netflix video quality. Phew. These handy things will make your experience so much better immediately when you're checking out also what's coming up on Netflix. Because after all, there's always something for everyone. In the movie department, you have the classic Scarface.
You wanna play rough? Okay.
Uno.
Say hello to my little friend!
Or the family favorite, The Iron Giant. Oh, I loved that movie.
You stay. I go.
The biggest new show produced by the streaming giant is finally here. It's a reboot of the classic sci-fi series, yes, Lost in Space. I wonder if they find the Tesla guy.
If you have any hope of saving your family, you will help me.
Go get our kids and get them off this planet.
In the past 15 years, Netflix has surged from a revenue of just over $1 billion to over $12 billion. Netflix faces more competition today than ever, with others trying to turn the video streaming service into the next blockbuster. Well, we can all sit back and we're just going to watch what happens. When you do tune in, you now have these 7 handy tips that will amaze and astound your family members and friends. I'm Kim Commando, America's digital pro. And if you want to stay current with the latest in video streaming or technology, hey, don't miss these Commando On Demand podcasts, and don't miss my national radio show every single weekend on over 400 top stations from coast to coast. To find the station nearest you, use the super secret Commando Station Locator map. Well, it's not that secret. It's at commando.com/radio. That's commando.com/radio. And thanks for joining us.